Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Emily Dickinson is Dead, a Homer Kelly Mystery by Jane Langton. Read by Derek Perkins. Original material, copyright 1984, Jane Langton. Recorded by arrangement with MysteriousPress.com, LLC. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company. One. All but death can be adjusted. After the death of his wife, Owen Krasnick went on living and teaching in Amherst, but his days had become a bewildering fluster, a tangled wilderness, a formless and perplexing dishevelment. Snatching at the chaos as it hurtled past him, end over end, Owen struggled to arrange it in a rational pattern. But the Emily Dickinson Centennial Symposium refused to be made sense of. It came crashing into Amherst like a loose boulder, ricocheting from college to university, crushing and grinding and destroying. Who was responsible? Owen didn't know. After the fire, after the disappearance of Alison Grove, after the awkwardness about the picture, after the attack in Emily Dickinson's bedchamber with an axe, and after all those other bizarre disasters, it was impossible to single out one human being and say, "Look, that person is entirely to blame." But some of the guilt was his own. Wincing, Owen couldn't help pointing a finger at himself. Of course he wasn't crucially at fault, but there was no denying that it was Owen Krasnick who had given that boulder its first little nudge way back in October. And then he had thrown up...